So, happy birthday this week to what was the final station in the first layer of UK commercial radio.
Beacon Radio 303 will be going on the air shortly.
The music on Beacon is going to cover a much wider spread than I think people have been accustomed to on radio generally, in that we are going to split our music into four categories: singles, albums, super gold, or oldies, and breakers. The singles will, to a large extent, reflect national single sales, while at the same time also show the influence of the people who work for Beacon. The albums will be much along the same line. The oldies will obviously reflect the tastes that all of us have had over the years, from 1956 through until about 6 months ago.
It's great to see a band like Gallagher and Lyle, who've been trying for so long, finally make the UK charts, and that's their current single release, I Want to Stay With You. It's 12 minutes past six. Good morning, this is Mike Baker on Beacon 303, and we'll check the weather this morning at 6.15.
Actually, I don't think we can talk about Beacon weather without playing this.
Here comes the weatherman.
Will the temperature be low?
Trying to get that foot out of bed at this time of the morning.
The early days of Beacon Radio for Wolverhampton and the Black Country this week in 1976. And by this stage, 40 years ago, as the politicians started to work out whether commercial radio was a good idea after all, only half the population was served. The second tranche of stations began this week 34 years ago.
There it is. That is called I Hear You Now from John and Vangelis. The new sound for the capital, CBC 221 metres of the medium wave band. And of course, that is the record that we've started off with. So no doubt in 10 years' time now, we'll be saying, what record did we start off with?
Sadly, I don't think anyone did ask that question. CBC in Cardiff lasted just 5 years. It launched this week in 1980, the first of the seven extra new commercial radio stations authorised by the new Tory Home Secretary. It became Red Dragon and is now Capital. There was controversy this week 2 years ago.
Which means that we've got a brand new entry at number two. To explain more, here's Newsbeat's music reporter, Sinead Garvan.
This. An online campaign began in 2007 to try to get this song, Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead, to number one in the charts the week Lady Thatcher died.
Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead.
Radio 1 controller Ben Cooper made the decision not to play the track in full on the chart show. Search Newsbeat to read his reasons why.
Recollections of this week in 2013. Controversy too this week in 1970 when the pirate radio station Radio North Sea International RNI was jammed under orders from the government.
No free Western country has ever jammed a free broadcasting station, even in times of war. Radio North Sea trusts that the legal right we have to broadcast without interference to you will soon be restored. Radio North Sea International intends to remain on the air.
RNI being jammed this week in 1970. In retaliation, the Association of Pirate Stations threatened to jam Tony Blackburn on the BBC.
And we're just seconds ahead of the brand new Fun 30.
Radio 4 began a chatty Saturday morning programme this week in 1998. It featured a presenter who perhaps never expected to appear on the home service.
It sounds as though there's a story, and how much of herself is she?
Her leg, basically. It's called something or other's lick. It's quite disgusting.
So, I mean, does she, sounds really almost more interesting than your daughter's. I don't wish to be insulting to them. But
the first edition of the wonderful Home Truths on Radio 4 with John Peel 18 years ago. 1995 now, and unexpectedly back then, a national commercial station was allowed to launch a local London FM outlet.
Think of the Earth as a person who has just turned 46 years of age. The first signs of life don't flower until age 42. Just 12 months ago, dinosaurs burst in and out of existence. 20 seconds ago, reached out for global communication. And 10 seconds ago, the electric guitar was born.
Virgin Radio began on 105.8 in London this week 21 years ago. And finally this week in 1972, a new Radio 4 comedy series began.
Many of our listeners are ignorant of the true meanings of apparently similar terms. For example, it's quite astonishing how many have no knowledge of the difference between the terms enrapture and enamour. Well, listen up, because you learn something. You use enrapture to express enchantment and delight, whereas you use enamour to bang nails in.
I'm sorry, I haven't a clue. The antidote to panel games began on Radio 4 this week in 1972, and it's still on air. So with the BBC Radiophonic Workshop opening its doors 58 years ago, Isle of Wight Radio launching 26 years ago,
reflecting your life, your worries, and your joys.
And CFM making its debut in Carlisle 23 years ago.
We've just had people just ring up saying they love the music, they love the station, they can't wait to hear more.
Those are this week's Radio Moments. Radio!